姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我家有两个十岁的孩子。
I have two 10-year-old in my household.
但你们知道我是有五个孩子。
You know I have five children.
其中两个是十岁。
Two of them are 10-year-old.
当中有一个人叫有一个女儿叫 Haley。
One of them is called Haley.
她放学回家的时候呢，常常书包一扔就跑我书房。
After school, she often just run to my office.
然后呢，一面跑就一面喊。
And she would call out,
"Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, 爸爸，爸爸，爸爸。
Call out, Daddy, Daddy."
然后就跑到我书房，然后她就要跟我讲今天发生什么事了。
And then she would come to my office and share with me what happened at school today.
那她经常呢就跑过来，就是第一个就先给我一个拥抱。
And then often she would give me a big hug first.
然后她就说：“爸爸，我很爱你。”
And then she would say, "Daddy, I love you."
有一天下午，我刚好因为出去有事，蛮晚回来的。
One afternoon, I came back late.
然后呢，我回家的时候，她就跑到车库里面，她听见我车进来了，她就跑到车库那。
And as soon as she heard my car, she ran to the garage.
然后她说：“爸爸，你今天怎么不在家？”
And she said, "Daddy, how come you're not home today?"
她说：“我今天回家的时候，到处找你，到处喊，你都没有回答。”
I was looking for you everywhere. I call you everywhere, and you didn't answer.
然后她就说：“我就很难过。”
And she said, "I was upset."
Yeah, she's sad. She's sad.
She's sad.
Yeah, 难过，不是生气，她不生气，她是她很难过。那她就过来抱我。
And then she came to hug me.
那我说没关系，爸爸现在回来了。
He said, and I said, "Yeah, I'm here." And I.
然后她抱着我呢，她就这样，她抬头，然后就看着我，她对我说。
And she looked up to me and said to me.
她说：“爸爸，我很爱你。”
She said, "Daddy, I love you so much."
她说：“我不知道为什么我爱你。”
I don't know why I love you.
可是我就是爱你。
I just love you.
然后就想，我也不知道为什么爱你。
And I thought to myself, I don't know why I love you.
事实上，我看我的五个孩子，他们每个人都不一样。
In fact, when I see my five children, they are all different.
他们每一个人都有他们可爱的地方。
They all have their different lovely.Characters.
你了解吗？有他们可爱的地方
，some lovely aspects，
也有他们不可爱的地方
，and some not so much。
可是呢，当我看到我孩子的时候呢，我就爱他们。
Nevertheless, whenever I see them, I just love them.
我从来没有真的去想过我为什么爱他们。
I never really thought about the reason why I love them.
但是呢，从心里面就是涌流出一种爱。
But love just flow out of my heart.To them naturally.
那我相信我的孩子知道我爱他们。
I believe my children know that I love them.
那同样的，我也知道我的孩子爱我。
In the same way, I know they love me.
爱是一个很奇妙的事。
Love is an amazing thing.
那呢，我们可以试着去描述它。
We can try to describe it.
但是呢，又很难把它描述得很透彻。
But then it is.Very difficult to describe it in a very thorough way.
有爱的人知道他们有爱。
Those who are in love know love, they have love.
不一定解释得清楚。
But it is hard to explain.
但是没有爱的人，你怎么样跟他讲，他就是不明白。
But those who do not have love, they cannot comprehend it no matter how hard you try to explain it to them.
我们跟神之间的关系也是如此。
Similarly, this is our relationship with God.
我们来教会，我们听基督徒跟我们分享，告诉我们说神是爱。
We come to church and Christians told us that God is love.
然后我们就开始有了这个观念，圣经里面说神是爱。
So we have this concept that the Bible says God is love.
然后呢，我们就说神爱我。
And then we say God loves me.
概念上面有了，可是呢，我有没有感受到
？So we understand the concept, but we do not necessarily experience it.
我们会像我的这个女儿一样，对着神说：“神啊，我就是爱你。”
We will be like my daughter, saying that God, I love you.
你不在的时候，我就难过。
If you are not here, I'm sad.
我就想跟你在一起。
I just want to be with you.
那不但我爱你呢，我也知道你爱我。
Not only that I love you, but I also know that you love me too.
也许我不能让别人解释明白，但是呢，我很清楚的知道，我也盼望人家知道我有爱。
Perhaps I cannot explain very clearly to others, but I know for sure that you love me and I experience your love.
我们过去这几回我们讲到神在我们的生命当中赐给我们奇妙的能力。
Recently we discussed God gives us amazing power in our lives.
在以弗所书第三章第二十节这样子说，愿荣耀归给神，就是归给那位能够照着运行在我们里面的大能力，然后充充足足的能够成就一切超过我们所求所想的那位神。
Ephesians 3:20 says, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
这位神将能力摆在我们里面。
God gives us power.
这位有大能的神是超过我们所求所想的赐予我们的神。
This powerful God gives us the things that are beyond what we ask or think.
但是他是照着已经在我们里面的能力去成就一切的神。
He accomplishes this according to the power at work within us.
那既然这个能力在我们里面，我们怎么样的去启发它？我们怎么样的去启动它呢？
Since we already have this power within us, how do we activate it?
那我们就看到在 这一段的经文之前，在这个二十节之前，他就告诉了我们，第一，我们要能够去顺服着圣灵，使他能够启动我们内在的力量。
So we can see prior to verse 20, in verse 16 it says, we need to obtain inner strength by yielding to the Holy Spirit.
一个基督徒，一个神的儿女的力量的来源是圣灵的添加。
As a Christian, as children of God, our inner strength came from Holy Spirit.
所以我们要顺服圣灵。
Therefore, we should yield to God.
第二，我们看见在第十七节里面告诉我们说，我们要使基督住在我们的心里。
Second point, in verse 17, it says, we need to have Christ dwell in our hearts.
不但只是说我们有神在，不是只是说基督在我们心中，我们要使基督在我们心中能够舒适的、自在的能够住下来。
It's not enough for us to have Christ in our hearts. We need to have Him dwell in our hearts comfortably.
我们要能够将神的话藏在我们的心中。
We should hide God's word in our hearts.
我们能够遵守神的话语。
And we should obey God's word.
因为我们顺服圣灵，有了能力。
Because we yield to the Holy Spirit, therefore we have the power.
我们可以让我们的心意、思念，我们可以让我们的生活行为有一个圣洁属神样式的呈现。
Therefore, we can live out the holy Christian life in everything we do, everything we say, and everything we think.
我们可以战胜罪恶。
We can overcome sin.
使得我们的生活，使得我们的内心成为一个我们的主耶稣基督能够很自在、舒适住下来的地方。
So that our hearts will become a fitting home for Jesus Christ to settle in, to take comfort.
这是我们能够启动神所赐给我们力量的前两个部分。
So these two points are the two keys for us to activate the power God gives to us.
那我们今天来看第三、第四个部分。
Today, let's look at point number three and four.
那当我们有了圣灵启动我们内在的力量，当我们使基督能够住在我们心中之后，
Once we have the Holy Spirit to activate the power in us, once we have Jesus Christ dwell in our hearts.
以弗所书三章第十七节的后面就讲，使你们既然在爱中扎根建基，就能和众圣徒一同领悟基督的爱是多么的长阔高深。
So in verse 17 to 18, it says that being rooted and grounded in love and may have strength to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
并且能够知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
Yes, we know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
新译本就说是超过人所能够理解的。
In a different version, it says it's incomprehensible.
这就是我们今天讲到的第三点。
So this is the third point.
我们若要启动神所赐给我们在生命当中这个无比的力量，我们要能够认识基督的爱。
To activate this amazing power God gives us, we need to know the incomprehensible love of Christ.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们说，律法的总纲是什么？
You know, the scripture says, what is the principle of the law?
律法的总纲是什么？
What is the principle of the law?
就是爱。
It is love.
爱神爱人
，to love God, love people.
但是重心是在爱
，but the emphasis is placed on love.
罗马书十三章第八节也告诉我们说，爱人的就是成全律法的人。
In Romans chapter 13, it says, "Love is the fulfilling of the whole law."
所以不但我们人渴慕有爱
，so not only that, men we yearn for love.
因为我们知道爱是好的。
Because we know love is good.
但是神的话语也告诉我们，神说你要有爱。
But it's also God's word tells us that you need to have love.
一个属神的人是被爱掌控的人。
A godly man, is a man that compels by love.
我相信我们当中可能有人曾经有这样的想法。
I believe some, those among us might have this thought before.
我希望我能够爱得更多。
Well, I hope I love more.
我希望我能够爱主更深。
Well, I hope I have more love for the Lord.
我希望我能够爱人更多。
I wish I had more love for people.
我希望我对那些失丧的灵魂有更多的爱。
I wish I had more love for the lost.
我希望我对我的教会的弟兄姐妹们有更多的爱。
I wish I had more love for my brothers and sisters at church.
甚至我希望对我自己的家人、配偶、孩子、父母能够有更多的爱。
Even I hope I had more love for my family members, spouse, children, parents.
但你知道，爱事实上是因为基督在我们的心中。充满我们的生命，爱就成为我们生命的一个自然的产品。
In fact, love is a natural byproduct of the person of Christ filling our life.
基督在我们的生命当中充满着我们，使得我们内在的人可以得到力量。
So Christ dwells in our hearts, and therefore our inner man will be strengthened.
当我们愿意接受圣灵在我们生命当中的工作，使我们的生命是被洁净的。
When we are willing to allow Holy Spirit to work in our lives, so our lives can be purified.
我们顺着圣灵的引领过生活。
So we live, in step with Holy Spirit's leading.
我们使基督能够在我们的心中真的是舒适的、安然的住下来。
We allow Jesus Christ to settle down in our hearts.
那基督的爱很自然的就会在我们的生命当中成为掌控我们生命的源头。
And naturally, His love, Christ's love, will dominate our life.
所以第十七节，圣经才这样告诉我们：当圣灵在你的生命当中使你有力量，当基督因着你的信住在你的心里。因为如此，你们就在爱中是扎根建基的。
That's why he says in verse 17, once you have Holy Spirit activate the inner strength, once you allow Jesus Christ to dwell in you, then you'll be rooted and grounded in love.
他不只是说在爱里面扎根。
Not just rooted in love.
不只是说在爱里面建立根基。
Not just grounded in love.
是扎根和建立根基。
But rooted and grounded in love.
这两个词很容易明白。
Those two terms are easy to understand.
但是当这两个词合在一起的时候，我们就看见神是刻意的在加重这一点，要让我们看见是一个重点。
But when strung together, God is emphasizing the point with us.
扎根 见机所让我们感受到的就是这是一个很稳固的一个建立。
Rooted and grounded, they make clear the sentiment of being solidly established.
是不会被摇动的。
Unshakable.
一个属神的人，有圣灵，有基督的掌控之下的人，是在爱中不会被动摇的一个人。
A person who has Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ is unshakable in love.
如果你在回顾自己的生命和生活的时候，
If you reflect on your life,
然后你会想说，我就希望我能够有更多的爱去爱人。
And then you said that I wish I had more love for people.
有些人我就不想爱，但是我知道我需要爱。
There are some people who I don't want to love, but I know I need to love them.
有些人会说，我也希望我能够爱主更深呢。
Some people may say, I hope I love God more.
我是基督徒，所以我也盼望我更多爱神所喜悦的事，然后呢，更多的恨恶这个世界上的事。
I'm a Christian, therefore I wish I love more the things of God and hate the things of the world.
我也愿意成为一个被爱充满的人。
I'm willing to become someone who is filled with love.
我也希望我能够有更多爱的呈现。
I wish I can show more love in my life.
可是就做不来。
However, I cannot do it.
光想没有用。
It's useless to just think about it.
是不是？
Right?
因为我们想要有爱，并不是从自己决定说我要有爱开始。
So when we want love, it does not begin with like a willpower, like I have to love.
我们如果看神的话，在这段经文里面给我们的的教导。
If we look at God's word, that's how He teaches us.
基督是不是已经住在你的心中 安定的住下来了
Is Christ really at home in your life?
可是如果你没有圣灵的引领如果没有圣灵在你的里面添加力量你没有办法使基督安然的住下来
You are not able to have Jesus Christ at home in your life unless you've been strengthened by His Spirit in your inner being
你爱不来或你不能去爱
If you don't love or you can't love.
因为基督事实上并没有这么安定的、安稳的、舒适的居住在你的心中。
For Christ is not really at home in your heart.
因为在你的生命当中，你还没有全然的将自己交托于圣灵的引领，你还没有去顺服圣灵在用神的话语对你的带领。
Because you are not completely yielded to the Holy Spirit when He brings God's word to your attention.
神的话借着圣灵进入你的耳中，进入你的心中。
By the Holy Spirit, God's word, come to your ears, to your enter into your heart.
可是你没有让它在你的生命当中成为你生命的指引。
But you have not allowed it to become the guidance of your life.
你没有在行为上面去顺服神，去寻找，然后去走他的道路。
And you haven't really yielded to Holy Spirit and to seek His way and follow His way.
所以没有办法有更多的爱。
And therefore, you cannot have more love.
但是如果我们从头来看，从头来走。
But if we back up and look at the things from the very beginning,
很自然的爱就会跟随着。
Naturally, love will follow.
这是一个属灵的一个渐进。
This is a spiritual progression.
这是一个属灵生命的转变。
That's the spiritual transformation in our lives.
你知道，事实上，当我在准备这篇讲道的时候
，In fact, when I was preparing this sermon,
我有一点挣扎。
I had a little struggle.
因为我就在想
，For I thought,
今天我们要讲爱。
Today we'll talk about love.
要讲爱，因为圣经里讲爱。
We talk about love because the Bible talks
about love. 要讲爱，因为神是爱。
We talk about love because God is love.
但是我并不是一个爱的人。
But I'm not a man of love.
我不是一个最懂得爱的人。
I'm not the one who understands love the most.
事实上呢，我可能是一个最不懂得爱的人。
In fact, I might be a person, the last person who understands love.
因为常说，我常说啊。
I often say.
我是这世界上最不罗曼蒂克的人。
I'm the least romantic person in this world.
没想到几周前当我讲这句话的时候
，To my surprise, few weeks ago when I said that.
教会一位姐妹说，我想你大概不是最不罗曼蒂克的人。
A sister in church told me, I don't think you are the least romantic person.
我说你认识不罗曼的吗？你老公吗
？And I said, Do you know a person who is even less romantic than I am, your husband?
言下之意好像是如此啊。
So it sounds like it.
不过后来这个姊妹自己说，我不喜欢，我也不需要那个罗曼蒂克。
But the sister also shared, I do not need romance.
我不想讲太多我的故事，的确很不罗曼蒂克。
Without going into details, I just need to confess, I'm not very romantic.
不但不懂，而且好像有点排斥。
I not only don't get it, I actually resist it.
那感谢主，神还是赐给我一个老婆，她就喜欢我这个样子。
Thanks to God, He gave me a wonderful life, a wife who likes me as I am.
可能不是喜欢，就是勉强接受。
Maybe not prefers me, but accepts me.
Not she doesn't prefer my right when I said.Thank God that she likes someone like me, but probably not the part that is not romantic, right?
She just she still prefers you, but yeah. just not the unromantic.
Not the unromantic side.
Yeah.
那我就想，一个不懂的爱，如果人认为我不懂的爱，今天我却要讲爱，你怎么讲？
So that's my struggle. If you don't perceive me as a romantic person, how can I, give a sermon on love?
因为很多人在讲爱的时候，讲到爱情就是讲到这种男女之间的很罗曼蒂克、很浪漫的这种爱。
Because to most people, when we talk about love, they think about romantic love between men and women.
但是事实上，我们有经验的人都知道。
But in fact, those who experience love, we know.
爱情是有它浪漫的地方。
Love has the romantic aspect.
但是呢，爱情的本质不是在于你浪不浪漫。
But the essence of love does not depend on whether you are romantic.
当两个人相爱的时候，他们在一起的那种感觉，不是因为你浪漫才制造出来的。
When two people fall in love, what they feel, is not,
not just the romance.
Not just the romance.
当你把浪漫的部分挪走之后，他仍然有爱，那就是真爱。
When you remove the romantic parts, love remains. That is the true love.
那男女之间的爱，这种浪漫的爱，只是爱当中的一种。
Romantic love between men and women is just one kind of love.
父母与儿女之间的爱。
There is the love between parents and children.
孩子对父母的爱。
The love children have for their parents.
像我刚刚描述的。
As I just described to you.
不知道从哪里来。
It's in, we don't know where it comes from.
但是你知道有。
But you know its existence.
然后你因为有，所以你很满足。
And because its existence, you are content.
对其他的人来说，这种爱不太能够明白。
To some people, this kind of love is hard to understand.
除非他们自己也拥有。
Unless they themselves have it.
从来没有谈过恋爱的人。
Those who never been in a romantic relationship.
不论你看多少这个言情小说
no matter how many romantic novels you read
不但你去看多少的情侣 在那边交往
or you observe how many couples
永远没有办法了解和明白这个爱的感觉
you can never truly understand or comprehend love
如果一个孩子在一个没有爱的家中长大
if a child grows up in a family without love
或者有些孩子很可怜的，他们没有父母在他们的生命当中。
Or, even worse, they are orphans. They don't have parents in their lives.
当他们不明白父母的爱的时候，你跟他们解释，他们不懂的。
If they don't experience parental love, no matter how much you explained it to them, they don't understand.
只有经历到拥有的人才知道爱的实际。
Only those who have love, experience love, can understand the truth about love.
那神所赐给我们的爱是什么样的爱呢
？So what kind of love is it, the one that's given by God to us?
是一个很奇妙的爱。
It is an amazing love.
的确是这个世界上其他的人是不能明白、不能测透、不能理解的爱。
It's a love that is incomprehensible to everyone else but God's children.
只有神的儿女，有跟主耶稣基督有关系的人，才了解这种爱。
Only God's children, those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ, can understand this kind of love.
你一旦经历到这种爱，
Once you experience this kind of love,
你就明白了这种爱。
You will understand this kind of love.
我就在想，我在神的面前经历到什么样的爱？
So I thought to myself, what kind of love have I experienced before God?
是神借着主耶稣基督所赐给我的爱。
It's the love.From Jesus, God gives me through Jesus Christ.
是在我得救之后，在神的话语里面慢慢成长之后。
I only understand it or experience it after I'm saved, after I experience spiritual growth.
然后慢慢慢慢在生命当中去遵行神的话，走神的道路，慢慢看见神爱的呈现。
So gradually, when I yield more to more to Holy Spirit, and then I experience God's love more and more.
你看十八节这边讲说，你们在爱中扎根建基，就能和众圣徒一同领悟基督的爱。
Verse 18 says that you may have strength to comprehend the kind of love with all the saints.
英文的翻译说，就能够有这个能力去和众圣徒一同的去了解和明白。
So in one version it says you may have the kind of strength to comprehend.With all the saints.
因为不认识神，真正不认识基督的时候，你就不了解这种爱。
Because before you get to know God, know Jesus, you cannot comprehend this kind of love.
但是当我们顺服圣灵，当我们使基督住到我们心中的时候，我们就开始去明白，开始去认识神的爱。
Only after we yielded to Holy Spirit, we allow Jesus to dwell in our hearts, do we become to understand, to grasp this kind of love.
因为我们在顺服圣灵和使基督住在我们心中的这个过程，我们就开始经历到爱的实际。
Because during the process, when we obey Holy Spirit and have Jesus dwell in our hearts, we begin to experience the truth of love.
爱的实际只有在经历爱的人当中才能够明白的。
The truth of love is only understood by the people who are in love.
所以换句话说，当我们要讲神的爱的时候，除非你知道神的爱，除非你经历到神的爱，你是不能够去了解神的爱的。
In other words, unless you experience God's love, you cannot define it or understand it.
爱事实上是一个很奇妙的事情。
Love is an amazing thing.
当一个人的生命当中有爱，
When you have love in your life,
当你感受到、经历到这个爱的实际，
When you feel and experience true love,
你就会感觉这世上什么事情都是好的。
Everything in the world is good to you.
因为你有了爱，你就会觉得，哎，我的生命是很安稳的。
Because you have love, you feel security in your life.
心中就很祥和。
And peace in your heart.
然后呢，喜乐就涌流出来。
And joy overflows.
你对生命、对前面的道路就有了盼望。
And you have hope for life, for the future.
然后你就开始能够有信心去走一步一步的生命的道路。
And you have the confidence to live your life.
不但如此，你的心中也不会劳累，你能够安稳的休息。
Not only that, you also feel rest, no longer exhausted.
那因为有爱，我们的生命和我们的生活才有了意义，才有了目的。
And because of love, our life have meaning, have purpose.
爱我们可以说是一切。
We can say love is everything.
但是你要去经历它，你要去拥有它，它才有作用。
But it only works if you really have it or experience it.
我常跟 Cindy 讲。
I often tell Cindy.
我们的孩子每个人的性格都不一样。
Our children have different personalities.
我想我们和你们各位做父母的一样。
I think we are just like those who are parents among us.
我们看孩子的时候都觉得他们的潜力比他们呈现的更多，对不对？
When we look at our children, we often think their potential is more than what they are showing.
我们总希望他们能够做到比他们现在做的事情更多和更好。
We always hope that they can accomplish things more than what they are doing right now.
所以当他们选择，他们的选择跟我们的选择不一样的时候。
So whenever they make different choices than our wishes.
或者他们选择走容易的，或者是低于他们潜能的这个选择的时候，我们就会想要去要求他们。
And when they take the easy way out or choose to do something that's beneath their potential, then we try to correct them.
或者在他们的选择当中，他们走错了道路或者失败的时候。
Or in their choices, they took the wrong turn or they experienced failure.
我们要怎么样子实际的能够帮助他们成长？
How can we really help them to grow?
我们是去纠正他吗？
Do we correct them?
我们是去骂他们吗？
Do we
rebuke or scold them?
Scold them?
我们是让他们的生活开始变得很艰难吗？
Do we make their life difficult?
No.
不是的。
我们要学习去支持他们。
We need to learn how to support them.
我们学习去用爱去支持他们。
To support them in love.
我不是用从上往下的这种压力去让孩子去寻找他们的突破。
We should not try to help the kids to find their breakthrough using a top-down like pressure.
我们在孩子的成长和学习的过程当中，要首先让他们看见是父母永远是爱他们的。
We try to help them grow and help them learn.First and foremost, we need to let them see we love them.
我们在爱的当中去支持他们。
We support them in love.
当他们知道他们在爱的遮盖和在爱的充满当中。
When they know they are covered by love or they are filled with love.
也能够得到父母的支持。
They know they can have their parents' support.
那当他们走错路的时候。
When they made a wrong choice,
或当他们失败的时候，
or when they fail,
或当他们自己没有达到他们潜能的时候，
or when they did not reach their potential,
我们对他们所说的话，
what we tell them,
包括鼓励，
including encouragements,
包括纠正，
and corrections,
他们就能够接受，
they will be able to accept.
我们盼望他们孩子成长的动力是因为他们从父母当中得到爱的支持。
We hope that the motivation for their growth is the support they have from their parents.
当他们在一个完全有爱的环境当中，他们可以觉得我什么事情都能够做到。
When they are filled with love, they can have the confidence that they can accomplish everything.
虽然对未来可能有一点惶恐，有一点不无知，有一点是有许多的未知数，但是他们却能够很稳定的一步一步的往前迈。
Even though the future is still filled with uncertainties, but then they will have the confidence to move forward.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
当我自己在一个爱的环境当中去过生活的时候。
When I live in a loving environment.
我知道这个爱的动力会让我觉得什么事情都能够做到。
I know that love motivates me and make me feel like I can accomplish everything.
每天早上起来的时候可以面对这个一天的挑战。
Every day, every morning, I wake up knowing that I can face today's challenges.
晴天也好，阴天也好，雨天也好。
no matter what the weather is like.
无论环境生活是在顺境当中还是逆境当中，我可以用微笑来面对。
I can face every circumstance, good or bad, with a smile.
我相信这也是你们的经历。
I believe this is also your experience.
那我们现在讲的是人的爱。
What we are talking about is only human love.
人的爱都可以有这样的果效。
If human love can do that,
你有没有想过那神的爱能够有什么样的果效？
Imagine what God's love can do for you.
你有没有经历过作为一个神的儿女，在完完全全在神的爱中，在神的呵护当中，神的爱充满着你，而去面对你每一天的生活？
As a Christian, have you ever experienced the fullness of God's divine love and how that enables you to live your everyday life?
有些基督徒就没有办法在生活当中真正的经历那种平安喜乐，还有那种安稳。
There are Christians who never understand the peace, the joy, and the security.
有些基督徒就是没有办法在生命当中或生活当中真正找到那种意义和目的和那种盼望。
There are Christians who never find the purpose, the meaning, or the hope in their life.
其中的一个问题是你没有真正的去经历到神的爱。
The problem is that you've never truly experienced God's love.
你还没有真正的明白或者说领悟或者是认识到神的爱。
Because they never comprehend God's love, experience God's love.
你还没有真正的经历到什么样叫做让主耶稣基督安住在你的心中。
You have never really experienced what it means by allowing Christ to be in your heart.
你还没有真正的去经历到怎么样的让圣灵引领你，然后你完全顺服的去走圣灵带领你的道路。
You have never experienced allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you to be in control of your life.
今年的耶稣受难日周五的聚会跟过去不一样。
This year, we are going to celebrate Good Friday in a different way.
今年，筹备的弟兄姐妹们说，我们来放这部耶稣受难的影片。
This year, our brothers and sisters who plan Good Friday decide that we want to watch a movie.
是一个电影。
It's a movie.
是一个人讲出来的故事。
It's a story told by men.
但是他描述的是主耶稣基督在这个世上照着圣经上面所描述的受难。
But it described the passion of Christ according to the scripture.
英文叫做 passion， 你们要了解这个 passion 的意思是受苦，不是充满着情感。
So passion here means suffering. It does not mean like full of emotions.
当我们在看这个影片的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们看的不是耶稣的受苦。
So brothers and sisters, when we watch the movie, let's not look at his sufferings.
我们看到的不是他那个痛苦的样子。
Not how painful he was.
我们看见的是耶稣的爱。
What we want to see is the love Jesus has for us.
是爱激励着我们的主，为我们的罪和我们的永生，愿意做出一切的牺牲和一切的摆上。
It is for love our Lord Jesus willing to lay down his life and die on the cross for us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面在他在上十字架之前所受的苦，在十字架上面所受的这些伤痛，不是我们敬佩他的地方。
It's not the sufferings or the pain Jesus experienced before and while he was on the cross. That's not the aspects we admire.
这不是他的伟大。
This is not why he's great.
我们敬佩他，我们知道他的伟大，是因为他爱的呈现。
We admire him. We know his greatness is because the demonstration of love.
每一个人想到或看到主耶稣所为我们所做的事情的时候，没有一个人是不会感受到他的爱。
When you see what Jesus has done for us, has sacrificed for us, you will for sure feel His love for you.
这个爱不是两千年前耶稣上十字架的时候才有，这个爱是今天我们复活的主在我们属神的儿女的生命当中，每时每刻都与我们同在的爱。
This love is not just like 2,000 years ago. It's for every Christian, those who belong to God, we experience this love every moment of our life.
我们如果每日都是顺着圣灵，在圣灵的坚定之下，我们得力量。
If we yield to Holy Spirit.And if we are strengthened by Holy Spirit
every day.
In life, we know Jesus Christ is Lord.
We
live our everyday life to glorify Him.
Then we can
be rooted and founded in God's love.
那你就能够与众圣徒与所有神的儿女能够一同的领悟基督的爱。
Then you will be able, you will have the strength to comprehend Christ's love with all the saints.
是神所赐给我们最奇妙的爱。
This is the most amazing love given by God to us.
我们的领受和领悟和了解不是知识上面的认识。
Our understanding or comprehension is not just a knowledge.
是我们生命当中的经历。
It's experience in life.
所以当圣经上面这里说你要能够去领悟神的爱，它不是说让你在知识上面、观念上面有一个正确的了解。
So when the scripture mentions that you, the comprehension of love, it's not just knowledge.
它是说你就能够知道神的爱，因为你经历到神的爱。
It says you are able to.Know God's love because you experience God's love.
在我们有了神的爱之后，
After we
还有一个步骤让我们来启动神所赐给我们生命当中的奇妙的能力。
There is another step we need to take to activate the power God gives to us.
在第十九节的后面，他告诉我们说，当我们知道神的爱是超过人理解的这个爱，我们明白之后。就要使你们被充满，得到神一切的丰盛。
So in verse 19, after it says that we comprehend the love surpass all knowledge, it says that we will be filled with all the fullness of God.
所以这是第四个步骤。
This is step four.
顺服圣灵。
We want to yield to Holy Spirit.
使我们内在的人得力量。
To strengthen our inner person.
Yeah. 使基督住在我们心中。
Have Christ dwell in our hearts.
认识明白基督的爱。
Know and comprehend love of Christ.
然后我们要被神一切的丰盛充满。
And then,We may be filled with all the fullness of God.
中文的圣经说要使你们被充满，得到神一切的丰盛。
In the Chinese version, it says that you will receive the fullness of God.
事实上，这个更好的翻译是说，你们能够被神一切的丰富充满。
A better translation is you will be filled with all of God's fullness.
神已经将这个属灵的力量和属灵的活力和动力赐下在我们的生命当中。
God has placed within us all the spiritual energy and spiritual power.
所以我们需要去支取它，我们需要去启动它。
We need to tap into that and we need to activate that.
我们需要去展现它。
We need to live it out.
神所赐给我们的力量是让我们可以去改变世界的力量。
The power given by God to us is a power that will allow us to change the world.
它是可以改变我们生命的力量。
To transform our life.
所以我们现在来到这句经文，神就让我们很清楚的看见。
So now we've come to the place God allowed us to see very clearly.
你要能够被神一切的丰富充满。
You are going to be filled with all the fullness of God.
你想想看， 如果我们得到神一切丰富的充满
，Think about it. If we can receive all the fullness of God,
那我们才能够明白为什么第二十节是有道理的。
Then we can see how verse 20 makes sense.
如果神已经将他一切的丰富充满了我
，If I am filled with all the fullness of God,
那神是不是可以？借着我而能够成就他一切要做的事情。
Then, isn't it right that God can do anything He wants through me?
如果我有神一切的丰富
，If I have all the fullness of God,
那就这世上没有任何的事情会成为我的阻碍。
Then there aren't anything that will become my obstacles in this world.
那这世界上就没有任何的阻拦，使得神不能做他的工作。
So there is nothing in this world can become the blockage against what God wants to accomplish.
你有没有注意到第十六节里面讲到的，就是要被圣灵充满
？Did you notice that in verse 16 it says, "Be filled by the Spirit"?
然后第十七节里面就是讲到你要被基督充满。
Verse 17 says, "Be filled with Christ."
然后在这边第十九节讲到你要被神充满。
And now here in verse 19 it says, "Be filled by God."
神是三位一体的神。
Our God is three in one.
他是一个很奇妙的神。
He's an amazing God.
是父子圣灵三位一体的神。
He's the Trinity God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
在这段经文里面告诉我们，神的一切，他的所有是在属神的儿女的心中。
This verse tells us that all the fullness of God is within God's children.
父子圣灵完完全全的是在属神的儿女的生命当中。
Father, Son, Spirit, he fills us, he lives within us completely.
然后当我们了解，如果我们是顺着神的心意去过我们的生活，如果我们是顺着神的心意去追求他的时候
，So if we live our life yielding to Holy Spirit to God,
如果我们愿意让神在我们的生命当中。做他奇妙的工作。
If we allow God to accomplish His amazing work in our lives,
我们如果愿意让神丰丰富富的充满我们
，If we are willing to allow Him to fill us with all His fullness,
那神所赐给我们的能力，就让我们能够在他的面前得到一切超过我们所求所想的。
Then the power He gives us will be far beyond what we ask or think.
什么叫做神的一切的丰盛
？What does it mean by all of God's fullness？
一个很简单的了解就是神一切的丰盛就是神他的一切。
Simply put, it means all of who God is.
神有什么样的属性
？All the attributes God has.
神一切的样式荣美。
All His glory, His image.
当你经历到基督的爱。
Once you experience Christ's love,
当你被基督的爱充满
，Once you are filled with Christ's love,
当你的生命是被基督的爱遮盖
，When your life is covered by Christ's love,
你不但明白了解到基督的爱，你是因为基督的爱而生存的。
You will not only understand, comprehend Christ's love, you will know that you exist within that love.
当你有这样的实际经验的时候，你就发现神的属性就在你的生命当中流出来了。
When that experience occurs, then the attributes of God begin to flow through you.
那当神的一切，当神的属性在你的生命当中流露出来的时候，这个世界上面的人就会看见了。
And when the attributes of God flow out through your life, then the world will see.
这世上的人就会看见这些称耶稣为主，这些说他们是基督的门徒，这些所谓教会里面的人，他们的生命所呈现的是与众不同的。
The world will see that the Christians, those who say they belong to God, follow Holy Spirit, will see their lives are different.
就看见真正的基督徒在生命当中就有恩典，就有怜悯流露。
They will see that these true Christians, in their life, there is grace and mercy.
我们就看见，在一个真正属神的儿女的生命当中流露出来的就是耐心，这个恩慈。
We'll see patience and kindness in their lives.
然后在真正这些属神的儿女的生命当中流露出来的就是智慧，就是知识。
will also see wisdom and knowledge.
这一切都是神那美好、完美而且美丽的属性。
All those things are what make God beautiful and perfect.
很自然的就成为我们生命当中所结出来的果子，对不对？
So these are the fruits we bear in our life naturally.
恩典、怜悯、
grace, mercy,
耐心、
patience,
耐心、kindness, 智慧、知识、
wisdom and knowledge.
这是一切使我们的生命变成值得我们去过的生活，对不对？
So that makes our life worthwhile.
这是一切让我们的生命当中有意义，而且是带来我们喜悦、带来我们满足的，是不是？
That makes our life meaningful and brings satisfaction.
哥罗西书五章二十二节这样的描述。
In Galatians 5:22.
当我们能够好好的在这一切神所赐给我们的样式当中好好的去扎根。
When we are so rooted in life according to God's word and image.
这个属神的人在生命当中所呈现出来，很自然从你生命当中流露出来的。
And then, so the godly person in your life, it naturally will flow out.
就是爱。
It's love.
喜乐。
Joy.
平安。
Peace.
忍耐。
Patience.
恩慈。
Kindness.
良善。
Goodness.
信实。
Faithfulness.
温柔。
Gentleness.
和节制。
And self-control.
一个经历到神的爱，并且被神一切丰富充满的人，这就是他生命的呈现。
A person who is experiencing the fullness of God, will naturally, have these things flowing out from their life.
一个基督徒对自己生命的期盼，就是能够有这一切。
A Christian's expectation.For their life is to experience all these.
因为这是满足你我的。
Because that is what we can get satisfaction.
可是同样的，当别人在看一个信徒的时候，当别人在看一个基督徒的时候，他在我们的生命当中也应该可以期待看见这些。
And also, it's what others can expect to see flow out of such a life that is connected with God.
只要你我的生命是与基督连接的。
As long as our life.Is connected with Christ.
只要你我的生命是真正扎根在主耶稣基督的生命之上。
As long as our lives are rooted deeply in the life of Christ.
这个就是我们生命的呈现。
This will be the, how we live out our life.
我们要能够有这样的信心。
We need to have such confidence.
我们要能够肯定的说，神有赐给我活出这样生命的能力。
We need to be affirmative that God has given us the power to live out such a life.
我可以有这样的信念，我可以有这样的认定，因为神的话说他已经将这一切赐给我了。
We should have such confidence and belief because it's according to God's word that
神创造我们
He has given us such power. He created us.
神赐给我们生命。
He gives us life.
是为着要我们能够在我们的生活当中能够做出一些很奇妙的能够有奇妙的经历，然后 能够有奇妙的作为。
And his will and heart is for us to have amazing experience and do amazing things.
他已经将这个能力赐给了我们。
He has already given us such power.
那神就说，问题是你有没有去启动它。
But the question is, have you activated?
你赶快去用它吧。
You should use it.
那这个部分就是我们要回对神的回应了，是不是？
So this is the part where we need to respond to God.
你和我需要做一个决定。
You and I need to make a decision.
我们需要做一个调整。
We need to make adjustments to our lives.
我们需要将我们的时间，我们需要预留出来，为的是需要能够将我们的心思念从自我到神的方面。
We need to set aside time. We need to reprioritize our life from self-centered to God-centered.
你要在你的生命当中，你有没有把时间预留出来去读神的话？
Have you set aside time from your lives to read God's word?
去让神所赐给我们的话，在圣经中里面的话，完完全全的去充满我们的生命。
Have you set aside time to allow the word of God saturate our lives.
不但自己读圣经。
It's not enough to just read the Bible on your own.
那个有机会跟弟兄姐妹们一起来学习圣经。
And to study Bible together with our brothers and sisters.
在团契里面一起读神的话。
So we read the Bible in fellowship.
在主日学的时间当中，我们一起去学习神的话。
We study God's word in Sunday school.
这就是让我们能够将好像一个开关从关转到开的这个动作。
This is as though we flip the switch of our life.
有神的话语在我们的心中，圣灵才能够借着神的话对我们说话。
Only when we have God's word in our hearts, the Holy Spirit can speak to us.
这就是我们如何能够让圣灵引导我们去顺服圣灵。
That is how you may yield to God, through Holy Spirit.
这就是我们能够如何的去洁净我们的心，使基督能够定住下来。
This is how we may purify our hearts so that Jesus can dwell in our
hearts. 这也是我们怎么样能够开始去认识、去经历神的爱。
That's how we may begin to comprehend God's love.
这也是我们如何能够使神一切的丰富充满我们。
And this is also how we may have the fullness of God.
然后我们的生命就能够荣耀神。
And then our life can glorify God.
We
all love Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
我们都愿意神在我们的生命当中做奇妙工作。
We all desire all the amazing things God promised to accomplish in our life.
不但是去做，而且是超过我们所求所想的去做。
So we not only want to do it, we want to do that beyond, more abundantly than all we ask.
但你看二十节里面说，是归给那能够照着运行在我们里面的大能而去做的神。
But verse 20 says, we do all that according to the power at work within us.
能力在我们里面。
Power within us.
但问题是这个能力有没有在你的生命当中运行呢？
The question is whether this power is activated in your life.
这个能力有没有在你的生命当中运行？
Is this power at work in your life?
你要怎么样去让这个能力去在你的生命当中运行呢？
How can we have this power turned on in our life?
那就是我们在十四节一直到十九节我们去学的。
That's what we've learned from verse 14 to 19.
弟兄姐妹，当我们好好的去走神的路的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we've taken steps in God,
我们经历到的一定是他的丰富。
We are for sure going to experience His fullness.
我们经历到他的丰富，我们的生命一定会改变。
Once we experience His fullness, our life for sure will change.
我们的生命改变以后，我们自己就会得到满足。
Once our life is changed, for sure we are going to be satisfied.
然后我们就可以为神做事。
And then we can work for God.
然后我们就可以看见神的能力在借着我们而彰显。
And then we can see God's power manifested in our life.
你知道神所赐给我们的不是只是我们所求所想的。
You know what God has given us is not just what we ask or think.
圣经上面告诉我们第二十节说是他所做的是超过我们所求所想的。
Verse 20 says,What he does is far more abundant than what we ask or think.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
还是你常想，哎呀，我跟神求，他大概不会做这件事。
Or maybe you often think, I ask God for this, but he might not do it.
我有很多想要的事情。
There are all these things I want.
我想很多。
I've lots of thoughts.
我求很多。
I ask for many.
但是我就不确定神会不会给。
But I'm not sure whether God will give us.
哎呀，我想的这些东西，如果神给也不错，可是他也许不会给，所以就算了。要不然我就要求少一点。
So well, all these things are great, but God might not give those to me. So maybe I will ask for a little bit.
弟兄姐妹，神的爱是超乎我们所想象的。
Brothers and sisters, God's love is beyond our comprehension.
但是他不是只是让我们去想象他的爱，他的话告诉我们说，我要照着在你里面运行的力量，我要超过 你所求所想的充充足足的在你生命当中赐予给你。
But his love is not just in our imagination. In verse 20, he promises that he will do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us.
神已经将他丰富的供应超过我们所求所想的应许给我们了。
God has given us this amazing promise far beyond what we ask or think.
这是神的话。
This is God's word.
这是神已经要赐给我们的。
This is what God wants to give us.
所以我们要去得到它。
So we need to get it.
你知道，有人说，很喜欢这个教会。
You know, some people say I like this church a lot.
我们的教会啊，是很有生命力、很有活力的教会。
Our church is full of life, full of energy.
啊，我们看到这么多啊，不同年龄啊，不同背景的人来到教会里面，大家都喜喜乐乐的。
And we see people of all ages coming and enjoying the church.
啊，我们很喜欢。
We like it.
啊，这个太棒了，是不是
？This is awesome.
但你知道我会怎么说呢
？You know what I would say?
感谢神。
Thank God.
那赞美神。
Praise Him.
因为是他在我们当中做他奇妙的工作。
Because it is him who is doing the amazing things in our church.
我们做的不多。
What we do is so little.
我们给的不多。
What we give is so little.
但是神在他的恩典，神在他的慈爱当中，然后呢，在他的耐心当中，他还是不断不断的在祝福我们。
But in his love and mercy.And patience, he bless us constantly.
你觉得呢？
What do you think?
你觉得我们已经在我们的生活当中，在我们的生命里，已经将神所要我们达到的潜力完全的呈现了吗？
Do you feel like we've already reached the potential in our life with the power given by God?
你觉得神对我们教会的期盼和他对我们教会的祝福已经使得我们是全力竭尽一切所能的去做神的工作了吗？
Do you feel like we've tried our best, make every effort to do everything that God would have us do as a church?
你觉得呢？你觉得我们是做的很多还是做的很少？
What do you think? Do you think we do a lot or a little?
我觉得神对我们的期待是我们能够做更多。
I think God would have us do so much more.
他要我们做更多是因为 他要我们经历他更多。
The reason why he would have us do much more is because he wants us to experience much
more. 他要我们做更多是因为他的丰富是远远超过我们所求所想的。他要我们去得到。
He wants us to do so much more because what he promised us is beyond what we ask for. He wants us to receive such blessings.
我知道你们很多人爱这个教会。
I know so many of you love this church.
像我一样爱这个教会。
As I love this church.
我也知道你们很多的人都在教会里面服事。
I also know many of you are already serving and serving this church.
对教会有投入，对弟兄姐妹们的生命有投入。
You contribute to the church, to the growth of brothers and sisters.
也因为你的服事，也因为你的摆上，使得我们看到教会兴旺。
And because of your serving and your contribution, we see the growth of church.
那每次想到你们的时候，事实上我心里面都是非常感动的。
Every time I think of you, I am deeply touched.
甚至有的时候会有流泪的感觉，因为我觉得我不配来跟你们这样子的一起服事，得到神的祝福。
Even sometimes I might move close to tears because I feel like myself is not worthy for all that you've done.
但是我自己知道，我自己知道，我在神的面前，我都还没有完全的支取到神一切的丰富。
But I know I myself haven't even begun to really tap into the fullness of God.
神所赐给我一切属灵的资源和一切我生命上面所需要的，我还没有完全的去使用它。
I haven't fully taken advantage of the resources God has given me, in terms of my spiritual strength and growth.
属灵的能力、属灵的成长、属灵的服事、属灵的经历，神说还有这么多的要让你去得到。
God says there's so much more I want you to have, spiritual strength, spiritual growth, and spiritual experience.
可是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
当我们去追求神所要赐给我们一切的时候,
when we pursue everything God wants to give us,
当我们一起在神的带领之下去追求神的时候,
when we together under God's guidance seek His blessings,
那我们的教会、我们自己的生活和我们一切的事工就能够真正的去影响、改变生命。
Then our church and our lives and our ministries would really impact life,
就能够影响和改变每一个家庭。
Impact and change every family.
然后就能够将荣耀和尊贵归给神。
And glorify and honor God's name.
我想跟你们说，
I want to tell you,
有一个好的教会去，有一个好的教会让你能够去不够。
It is not enough to have a good church to go.
能够到一个教会舒舒服服的坐下来，然后呢听听到，然后呢还可以有个饭吃，这样是不够的。
It is not enough to come to a church, be comfortable and have lunch. That's not enough.
神，你如果是神的儿女，神已经将他的能力摆在你的生命当中。
If you are God's children, God has already placed His power in you.
神要让你让那个力量在你的生命当中运行。
You need that power to be released in your life.
神要让你在你个人的生活当中有许许多多的胜利。
God wants you to have spiritual victory in your individual life.
当你在你的生命当中得胜，你就能够看见神的奇妙和伟大。
When you experience victory in your life, then you can see God's
Amazing
God and His greatness.
那当你认识到神的奇妙伟大的时候，神就使用你的生命彰显他的奇妙和伟大。
Once you come to know God's greatness and how amazing He is, then your life will begin to manifest.
因为每一个基督徒的生命呈现出来的就是神的完美的性格。
Because through every Christian life,we showcase God's perfect attributes.
然后世人看见了，就要来认识这位神。
And the world sees it, and they want to come to know this God as well.
世界上面的人就要一口来赞美神。
And the world will come to praise God.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
让神在你的生命当中工作。
That God.Be at work in your life.
让神在你的生命当中去塑造，去改变你。
Let God shape and transform you in your life.
因为你的生命会变得荣耀，变成一个荣耀的生命，会变成一个奇妙的生命，会变成一个美丽的生命。
Then your life will be a beautiful life, a wonderful life, an amazing life.
不要让你自己反而是成为神工作的阻拦。
Do not allow yourself to be the blockage to God's work.
不要使你自己成为神在你生命当中想要成就旨意的这个阻碍。
Do not allow yourself to be the obstacle of the will and purpose of God.
让我们一起刻意。
Let us make a commitment.
让我们一起勤奋。
Let us be diligent.
让我们一起忠实。
Let us be faithful.
让我们一起让我们的生命在神的带领之下，我们能够一步一步的能够前进。
So that we can make a progress step by step in our lives.
让我们一起去听神的话。
Let us listen to the word of God.
让我们一起被神启动。
Let us get activated by God.
让我们一起去经历神。
Let us experience God.
那这样子，我们一起，你我在一个教会，在主的肢体当中，我们就能够一起来荣耀神。
Then you and I together, we can glorify God together.
让我们用我们的生命，让我们用我们的生活， 让我们用我们的教会来荣耀神。
Let us glorify God's name in our life and in our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
你是爱我们的神。
You are a God who loves us.
主，你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
How deep and wide your love is.
可是我们却常常不明白，我们不能测透。
But we often cannot comprehend.
不信神的人不知道你的爱，但是主啊，我们属于你的儿女，为什么我们也不知道你的爱？
Those who do not believe in you do not understand your love, but we as your children, sometimes we don't comprehend it either.
主，你的爱是没有底线的。
God, your love is limitless.
你的爱是全然丰富的。
Your love is full.
主，求你将你的爱充满我们。
God, we pray that you filled us with your love.
求你让我们在座的每一个人自己不要成为你爱的有泉源涌流管道的阻碍。
We ask that we will not become the bottleneck of the kind of love you have for us.
让我们愿意在我们的生命当中、生活里面，我们能够遵从你。
We pray that in our lives we'll obey you, yield to you.
主，我们愿意看见你赐给我们的能力大大的运行。
Lord, it's our prayer we'll see your amazing power at work in our lives.
主，你是那位超过我们所远远的超过我们所求所想供应我们一切的神。
Lord, you are the one who accomplish wonderful things beyond what we ask or think.
让这个不只是成为一个口号，而是成为我们每个人生命当中的实际。
Let this not be just a slogan, but the actuality of our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.